I know everyone thinks I come from a conservative family, right? Well, I promise you, I really did come from a conservative family. I grew up in Carroll County, in case you can't tell by my outfit. And I was one of those kids that handed out pictures of aborted fetuses on the sidewalk. And my older brother is a Roman Catholic priest who studied in Rome. We all went to Italy for his ordination. I got kicked out of the house the first night that I really, really broke my curfew. I was 17, which guaranteed I would get knocked up right away, which is exactly what happened. So, what's important to know here is that my parents are extremely conservative, and partly because they're old parents. They got married on my dad's 40th birthday. My mother was 30, which is old for a woman, but my dad being 40 was extraordinarily suspicious. And my dad was a real looker, which no one ever got. In fact, people accused my mom of robbing the cradle, which with a 10-year gap is really a major insult to my mother. But so you have to imagine, we were born, you know, after my parents were already, you know, older. My dad had my youngest brother when he was 52. My dad was 70 years old when my brother graduated from high school, which is a fucking miracle as it was, because, okay, so my dad, I'm just slowing down. 40 years old, 6 kids, over 12 years, elderly man, teenage son at home, priest, teenage mother. My youngest brother, John, was actually first kicked out of DeLone Catholic High School in McSherrystown, Pennsylvania, before he graduated later. He got kicked out for making some kind of smoking apparatus in his woodshop class. And my parents, because they were so elderly, like, didn't have a frame of reference for this sort of offense. So my brother comes home, they've got the expulsion paperwork, and my dad says to him, "What's this about you having bongos in class?" So they were really clueless about what to do with this person in their house who had these dreadlocks and rarely wore shoes and insisted on punching knuckles and things like that. And they didn't have a vocabulary to deal with him, and they just didn't know what to do. So he kind of remained sort of wild and undisciplined in that way when you just don't know what to do. And so one day, when John was about 19 and my dad is 70, 71, they're home together. My mom's off at work, and my dad and my brother are doing yard work and stuff. Well, earlier in the day, my brother John, his name's John Paul, he's named after the Pope. Earlier in the day, John and his friend Bob set about to make muffins using a secret ingredient. And part of these muffins were for his friend Bob to pick up later, right? And then the other part were for John to enjoy, as, you know, as one enjoys muffins. So John and Dad are outside, they're doing yard work, and John is experiencing, this is the first time apparently he's ever eaten dope, and, you know, it's apparently a very different kind of high. It's like a full body high. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. You may want to step in with adjectives where I can supply none. And so John is like, you know, it's an overwhelming high. It's very physical, apparently. And he's, you know, he's stopping, and he's watching the birds, and he's watching the squirrels. And he's noticing that my dad is also stopping, watching the birds, and watching the squirrels. And they're like, you know, watching the clouds move gently through the sky. And John kind of is putting it together real slowly. And so my dad, who is 70 at this point, has his parents both died in their 60s. And my dad, while he's elderly, is a total dish. I mean, he's in great shape. He's, you know, he's youthful. And you know, he still looks like he's got it all over my mom. I hope she doesn't find this online. Oh, my God. But you know, he's an old guy, and he's been really slow to accept the limitations of age. So later in the day, he's not enjoying this experience any longer. He's frightened for his life. And my brother John, who's really, really fucking stoned, goes and lays down on the couch and is useless. Now, my dad is, like, paranoid. He's antsy. He's sitting down. He's standing up. He can't swallow. He's like, "John, John, I think there's something wrong. I think you need to take me to the hospital." John's like, dad's like petrified, so he calls. Did the bell just ring? Did you ring? Shit. So so my dad has to call my mother, who takes him to the hospital, and it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. My dad and my mom are in Carroll County General. And they're there. They're there for like 5 hours. And they're getting every available test done because my father thinks he's having a stroke. And my mother's by the bedside and she's, oh, Frank, I can't believe this is terrible. You know, my father has fooled us into thinking that he's immortal, you know, that death has no power over him, you know. And he's just like, oh, Maria, I can't believe, oh, Frank, it's so terrible. Oh, my God. And then the doctor comes in, and the doctor's name is Laffer, right? So the doctor comes in with his clipboard, and he's running down the myriad tests that my family has been subjected to. He's like, well, Mr. DeCesar, you know, your EKG looks really good, blah, 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 blah. But your urine test, Your urine tested positive for THC. Someone's like, oh my God, Frank, THC, oh my God, what does this mean? And the doctor explains, Mr. and Mrs. DeCesar, you know, THC is the active ingredient, marijuana. And she's like, marijuana. And my father says, oh, Maria, I think those muffins tasted funny. And my mom just goes, John! And she's like, so pissed off at him, you know? So they get their shit and they go home and they're so pissed off. And they go home and John is still crashed out on the couch, you know? And what does she do, okay? 12 years before, I'm kicked out of the house. But John suffers a firm beating with a handbag. And then that's like it, okay? So here's the thing. A couple months go by, I'm at my parents' house, and my dad looks at me and he goes, so did you hear about my trip? And I go, no, Dad, where'd you go? And he goes, no, no, no. My drug trip. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this house? And my mom is like, Frank, we're not talking about that. But the thing is this, right? My dad, for all of his, you know, youthfulness and stuff, he had this one night where he really was a petrified old man, like staring at his mortality, you know, and it was, you know, it's just a terrifying thing for him, you know, all these years of fooling us into thinking he was going to be this haughty septuagenarian and just be fine, you know, but then to have it turn around on him and actually be this really great youthful experience was so especially invigorating for him that he really wanted to tell everyone that he had been high on marijuana. And my mother forbade it. She forbade it because while it was my dad's like anthem into his, you know, oncoming, you know, old age, or it was for her this point of shame that she let my brother really kind of get away with this, because she was fearsome and she was strict and she was evil and she was mean, and John should have been kicked out of the house and under arrest. And she really didn't do anything, and she just didn't want us all knowing that there had been this crack in her armor, you know. So we are not to speak of it again, and you are not to speak of it again. And that's all. Thanks very much.